With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au.
You're listening to The Lion's Den on FNR Football Nation Radio.
Well, we haven't even introduced him yet, and he's already showed his jocks to the Facebook live stream. Noam Sekulowski, Butka, welcome to the show. What an entrance.
He's a bit disappointed with us today, mate. He wanted an intro, like, you know, how Arte Arte's got his own song. So I think it's only fair that we get
dirtied up a bit.
What do you reckon, Butka? We get 1, 2, 3.
Milionerce,
ne si igraj, davaj.
Davaj, davaj, brkni si vo džepo, imaš pari.
Davai, davai. Next time, Z. What entertainment. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Nice to be in. Just playing the bridesmaid today. We had the bride over there in the gaffer, Atsevsky. So, but really good to be back. Back into training as well, which is fun. So, and I suppose most important, the boys. Top of the table and halfway through, half the job done. But another exciting, round to come.
Now, before we get too serious here, Butka, we've had reports. The coach reckons you do stretches on his front fence most mornings at about 6:30.
Yeah.
You water his garden, make him a bit of toast, sandwich.
Cut the grass, get the victory out.
Make sure everything's out. But we called a Macedonian bayachka and we then went online direct to Kira Doktoru.
Yep.
And he said, Butka, we've got to make sure we've got this hammy right. So... I'm going to get you to stand up and we're going to do a bit of treatment here. Excuse me online, but you have to stand up and get yourself ready here. So
what are we doing?
You take the seat. This is the best live entertainment we've ever had. We'll put these back on here, mate. But if you just stand up there. What they said, stand up, buddy. Stand up, drop the dax.
You got the left hammy?
Yeah, left hammy, mate. We want to see this left hammy live on radio. They said the first thing you need to do is rub it with a bit of garlic. So we got a bit of garlic.
Got the garlic.
We needed some kromit, they said.
But red onion.
We rubbed a bit of kromit on there. they needed a bit of a tweak here for regrowth, Butka. So we thought we'd put a regrowth there, but they actually said, I bought some of the best stuff out here from Macedonia. This is a bit of a bovin vishna. So they said, give it a bit of rub like this.
That's good.
Oh, the bovin. But I think for you, Butka, I think can one I pull dose. Up here? Yeah, put them up, mate. You look much better with them pulled up. But just while you're in the show, have a bit of that, mate. Oh. A bit of product here. We don't have a sponsor, but hopefully someone will send us a bit of bovin.
Cheers. Živeli.
Živeli. Hey, then. Nazdravje. We won't tell you the coach. He had a bit of a drink, but he won't mind one himself. We'll give him one himself.
That was nice.
How's the hammy feeling, my friend?
A lot better, actually. Yeah. I just got to get that onion out of my out of my backside.
Where'd the onion go, mate?
There's the garlic.
Jeebus, but lucky we weren't at the butcher at Mary's, mate, and she I'll gave us what. Another kilo of kolbasi. The kolbasi would have disappeared.
Lucky it was the blue jocks. If it was the pink ones... like Kappa says, we would have been playing noughts and crosses. But anyway, that's a reference to the skid marks. But anyway,
right. Let's Louis Arteski better thank us, mate, for this stuff, eh?
We're just missing some Zelenchuk and we've got HPT,
HPT Macedonian style.
Absolutely.
A bit of Lukce, a bit of Kromisha rubbing on there. But,
whatever it takes.
How's the recovery been?
Good. Quite long, to be perfectly honest. Look, initially... the scans came back. It was the tendon off the bone. And I think 9 times out of 10, you have to get that operated on. Mm. Ended up seeing the specialist and he actually said it was quite clean in terms of the actual tear. There was some minor muscle tear in and around it as well. But the positive news out of that was that I didn't have to get the hammy operated. on, which was really good. It was just a prolonged rehab program, which I'm about 10 to 12 weeks into now. So hopefully another couple of weeks on the track. I had the first full week back last week and into the second week now. So not too far off, probably another a good couple of weeks on the track, and then maybe some game time in the Magoos with the young boys, and then you never know.
Both the guys in through the Magoos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus, the young kids are going to be absolutely proud as punch.
It's not no different to any other player. I think when you've lost that much match fitness, you've got to try gain it back somehow, and it's through the two. So we'll get that done first, hopefully, and without any drama, and then knock on Lupsy's door and see if, potentially
bacon
I can help
eggs,
out
mate.
For the
bacon and eggs Sunday first. Morning.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Slip him a pineapple or
Be ready to go, my friend. So tell us what are some of the treatments in a serious note that you've been putting yourself through?
A lot of it's in the actual rehab itself. With the team there at Preston. There's obviously a little bit of physio, some pull work, some dry needling. So it's just a combination of everything, but now it's more or less getting that load back into the hamstring. So that was a lot of the background work that happened within that first 4 to 8 weeks, whereas now it's just about building the hammy up, getting the strength and as well as lengthening it as well. So, it's obviously at the age of 37, it becomes a lot more difficult. But, again, I'm probably lucky that on where I am, because a lot of the other clubs, especially in State 1, let alone the rest of the NPL structure, just don't have what we have at our disposal. And that's one thing that I've really been sort of using within the changing rooms, and just letting the boys know that we are quite blessed from that sense. So I'm quite lucky. I'm using it to my advantage, and hopefully I can play a small part in the back end of a successful season.
Having said that, though, you've been given the HPT team a bit of a few headaches trying to get yourself back on the park a bit early, we heard from Mr. Winoosh.
Oh, yeah.
Nagging him in his ear.
Yeah,
every day.
Look, they're the first, that's my first port of call when I get into the changing room. I'll get into that physio room, grab him by the scruff of the neck and sort of slap him around a bit and say, look, any chances of me getting some game time? And he sort of curls up in a little ball, starts rocking. the boys have been really good. And again, as Lockie likes to call me Grandpa, I think, we have to, play on the side of caution and make sure we do the right thing. So, if I do have that one crack towards the end of the season, it's not, it's not the same result as last time, which was tearing the tendon off the bone at the 10-minute mark.
So how are you in full training now? How's the load on it at the moment?
Yeah. So it's full training. The stats are showing, speeds, heading into the mid to high 20s, which is spot on. And even with the actual loads as well, kilometer wise, we're hitting all the targets, which is fantastic. So yeah, it's just, being patient and, obviously me understanding my body and then working with the boys and the results and, tying it all in together. So like I said, we're pretty lucky and blessed with what we've got. So looking forward to this second half of the season.
Watch out, Benji Levitikos. His land speed record might be under threat.
It will be under threat. Absolutely. I'm fairly confident I'll clock the highest speed in pre-season. That's a challenge to the rest of the boys as well. I'll definitely.
And he's not joking, mate.
No.
He's on his speeds.
10 nines in high school. Yep. So I could have been a sprinter. Yep. But at the Vic Nationals, rolled in with the Reebok pumps, and they just didn't cut it.
Sorry, buddy.
It's a true story.
I just lost my shit there.
Yeah, just a boy from Keezy, mate.
Just whipping it down there.
Yeah.
And where are you asking Lupcha to play, mate? Just anywhere?
Anywhere.
Up forward, 9, 11, 10?
Anywhere. I just want to be involved. I mean, we went back to the Sunshine, the North Sunshine game, and, they're obviously big game and derby games, and the reality is I don't have a lot of them left, if I'm being completely honest. So just
talk us through the thinking, mate, of the North Sunshine game.
Nothing. It's it's just one of them things that I suppose you live for as a footballer. Little bit of hostility about it, I suppose. Is probably the best way.
He had his angry face on.
I had the old crazy eyes, but No, they're the games you want to play.
One-directional sprints towards the opposition. I think you did about 10 of them.
They're the games you want to play in. You know, it's the crunch games. So I just said to Lupsy and Kappa, is it already for warm-up with the boys? And just get around the boys and, you know, soak in a bit of the atmosphere. And it was really good. I mean, obviously, we sort of warmed up where our supporters were. And, I mean, we don't have to back over that. We know we've got the best supporters in the land. So it's unbelievable. You know, people think it's state one and it's, you know, the lower leagues, but it's pretty special.
You are the culture. The one thing that I've noticed during this period, you haven't wallowed in your misery of your hammy. You've been out there. You've been a training pre-game. You are in the mixer, revving the boys up. You're in each and every player's ear as a mentor. And for that, we absolutely applaud you, Butka, because that's what a club man is about.
Look, I love it, you know, and I thrive off it, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. On a serious note, Lupcha called me whenever it was 2 years ago, I probably wouldn't have kicked another ball in local football in Victoria. You know, when it was with Preston and with him at the helm, it was a no-brainer. So even now with, you know, with the injury, it's, if anything, it's given me a little bit more time to, you know, be around the boys and maybe grab a few round the neck or hug a few and, you know, have a chat to them. And I absolutely love it. If I don't kick another ball for the rest of this season, but I can play a part in getting Preston, in getting our club to where we need to be, then job's done.
We've been blessed because whilst senior Sekulowski hasn't been running around the park, I've just noticed the little whippersnipper in young Maximus just plying his trade there on the backgrounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoying his football? Yeah,
actually, he had his best game last week. So, Junior Burger's happy and smiling and playing football.
I've seen Artevski just hiding in the bushes down the back, just taking some notes, getting ready.
Yeah, him and Kappa. They're...
He's already made his debut on the show.
So. He has. No, look, he's, you know, with the young ones, you just want to get him involved. You know, we spoke about, you know, supporters and even probably that's something we can do as a first team, as a club, maybe just engage our junior players and maybe perhaps get a little bit more involved. So, you know, that might be something we look into in the latter half of the season and looking forward to next year. Because, you know, our junior base has grown at an alarmingly fast rate, which is fantastic. Yes. So, to have Junior Burger in now wearing the red and yellow, absolutely wrapped. And he's buzzing, which is the main thing. He can't wait to go to training and go to game day.
And it's probably a good segue because I don't know if you mentioned it, Josh, but a couple of weeks ago, Preston submitted the NPL Junior.
That's unbelievable.
So that's absolutely fantastic news for us to be considered now as potential. We're waiting on obviously the decision, but an NPL juniors club. So I know the work of Nick Radecki, Big Zach Grievsky, and the committee there in writing it was a big document that they had to submit. But that's where we are as a club and looking forward to progressing. But have you got a couple of hurdles that you need to jump through over the next? I'm hearing potential 3 weeks to get
I think
measures up.
Not just Louis Fence.
No.
He just stretches out.
Not just Louis. absolutely. I'll have to tick all the boxes. And it's probably going to get even more intense, obviously, leading up until that moment. Like I said, the last thing we want to do is have a repeat of what happened last time. So, we'll just take that extra care, but obviously push a little bit harder prior to making that decision before stepping on the park.
But we've also got a B plan, mate. We devised this little scheme with Butka here that a couple of nights before you think you're ready, mate, we'll just get Arte Tanevski's GPS and we'll just switch them over and put it in.
I'm happy with that.
Put yours into Arte's and let him do the work at training and just go up to the HPT boys and go, boys, I'm ready. What do you reckon?
I don't know if we can get it past the Lebanese superstar with the pube head.
Wanushki.
Yeah, Wanushki. So he's gone with a real pube setup on the high top.
Big stats again from the weekend, but once again at the top of the list, Mr. Taneski's repeated sprint efforts and SMS at a lazy 13 kilometres. The bloke was left and right and centre and all over the park.
Look, again, I go back to how we're set up, you know, from the day one of pre-season, you know, no stone left unturned. And I think when you do that, you just get rid of the excuses. You know, all the boys, you can see they're prepared. They know they're prepared. And there's no better feeling as a footballer going out, knowing you can, you know, you can run faster, you can run longer. Physically, you're fit. Mentally, you're where you need to be. Because these are the 1-2 percenters that matter. These are the 1-2 percenters that get us over the line.
What is your game day routine at the moment? I mean, I know you're head of security now for referees.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it like? And are you in the locker room for the talks? Yeah, are you pumping up the boys?
I'm pretty much doing everything apart from getting changed and going out there. So I still make sure I get there before 1:30. So
when I say he's doing everything.
So Atzer, that's it. Petrescu doesn't find me. So make sure I get in before 1:30, and then it's pretty much business as usual, in and around the boys. You know, plenty of nudity, obviously, in that first 10 to 15 minutes when they're getting the gear off. So it's a bit of a sausage fest that first 15 to 20, but they gear up, put the tights on, and then, you know, Lupsy comes in, and I'm there from start to finish. I'll take the refs out and just make sure
he comes ahead of security, yeah, five to three.
They get it in and out okay, but I'm there the whole way, and I wouldn't have it any other way, really. Like I said, I can't see myself getting through a Saturday or Sunday any other way.
You've taken this head of security to another level over the last couple of weeks at Jenner Steel Stadium, Butka, just kind of going up and down the line as pretending to be the head of security, but actually providing some well-earned advice there.
Yeah, a couple of one-liners. Completed my cert two in security last week. Yeah. A little bit of after hours.
Have you been pulled up by a referee in the last couple of weeks?
There was I threw a few hand grenades to one of the refs a few weeks back.
And one of our brothers.
Yeah, and Louis sort of pulled me up on it and said, "Look, you can't really abuse the ref considering you're walking him out and you're an official." So, put me back in my place. Gave me a well-deserved short back and side. So, I know my spot for the minute. The idea is to work hard and obviously get back on the dance floor.
What do you make with your experience, you know, for us as a club, the rotations, a couple of transfers that happen mid-year? You've probably seen it every year of your life at clubs.
Yeah, I think, for the average punter, it might be, you know, a little bit different, and they might not understand the concept, but this is how it is, I suppose, in our, within our league. And, you know, the higher you go up and, you know, the more serious it gets, it actually gets even more ruthless. So it's just the nature of the game. So I think it's just about people understanding that, you know, like I'll look at Jakey's, I'll use Jacob as an example. You know, the boy's not playing, the team's winning. It's a very hard situation for both parties. So you've got a player that's, you know, the only reason he's not playing is because the team's in really good form. And then the gaffer has to potentially drop someone to put him in. Mm. So it's very hard for both parties. So in that instance, you know, all you do is shake his hand and say, and you wish him all the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then you've got, injuries, you've got visa restrictions. So a lot of things come into play. The reality is it's just the nature of the business and the nature of the caper. And like I said, you know, the higher you actually go, the more ruthless it becomes because, I mean, where we are, we're, you know, at a part-time setup and, you know, 9 out of the 10 players have got 9-to-5 jobs. But, you know, when you're doing it and it's paying you your mortgage off 52 weeks of the year and, you know, you get that call on transfer day saying you're done, well, you're done. Yeah. So it's just the nature of the business.
How do you see the second half of the year playing out and what do we need to do?
I think we just we keep tracking the way we are. Obviously, there's a few tweaks from a player perspective, which, you know, was always going to happen, especially when you're doing well. So that's sort of come and gone now. And it's just about, you know, staying on track. I don't think we have to change too much, which is a good place to be at the halfway mark. So business as usual. I think just, you know, applying ourselves at training, topping up where we need to top up from a tactical, technical and physical point of view. And we just keep going, the old cliche, 1 week at a time. But that's probably been the best message, where we've just focused on the game that's been in front of us.
For the new boys, what, 4 or 5 transfers coming in?
Five plus Butka, 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're obviously
the
biggest new signing yourself.
Yeah, biggest new signing, yeah.
But are you having a word to them, you know, in the week? Are you talking, giving them the lowdown on Preston, the club, the history?
Yeah, it's just more about getting around them. And, generally someone will walk in and if they're a fresh face, we generally take them around the changing room and introduce them. And do the right thing, and we get around them fairly early, which is, I think, even a bit more of an Aussie thing, which is really good. But we've tried to implement a culture there where, you know, we're very welcoming. As long as, you know, you do the job, you know, on training nights and on the weekend, then, you know, we're there for each other. So, but they've all come in and just, I think, embraced it. I mean, you talk about young Shawnee, you know, he can't wipe the smile off his face. Obviously, Yippee comes in and, you know, that's a sausage we've seen before. So it's great to have him back. And then, you know, Costa's come in. You know, is
quiet boy, Costa.
Language barrier. Yeah. Obviously struggles with the English.
Second language.
English language. English, yeah, English is a second language. Spent a lot of time ESL classes. But we're working with him. We'll bring a few interpreters into the
love
club.
Love is in the air last night, mate. I was interviewing John Brunoff and I was in the room there and the showers on, mate. I could hear the showers. Only two people left in the showers, like a scene from Gorillaz in the Mist.
Yeah, it was a
you
bit foggy.
You and Costa just singing love songs and dedications to each other?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he dropped the soap at one point. I said, look, mate, we're a Preston, not Heidelberg. So just we'll leave that there. But that's all good. Now, look, the boys have done really well with the transition. And like I said, it's a credit to the, you know, our current team to take on these boys straight away. So.
Okay.
Righty-o. Yeah.
The better half.
The better half.
She's coming up to, I think, 6 months.
A little bit closer, I think.
Seven. Yep. Come up seven.
Eight. There's seven and a half.
8 months.
Think, yeah.
You just decided at the 6.5 month mark to take her to Dubai there.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to the rumor, mate, that you've used this hamstring on the domestic front just to not do anything at home?
Pretty much. Look, Renata wouldn't let me clean anyway or do any house chores. She's just a creature of the old school. Your proper Macedonian village girl. Yeah,
good girl, mate.
She's been good. She's been too good, actually, to me. So I'm probably pretty lucky still being able to play at 37 and training three nights a week and missing, you know, one day out of a weekend. You know, most boys would be, you know, within their second or third divorce. So I'm tracking all right, I think.
You're tracking all right. She's an absolutely lovely lady, mate. And any lady that 6 months decides to jump on a plane and go to Dubai with you is...
Nah, she's definitely that one powerball, mate. Absolutely.
You're too busy with Louis' chores anyway, so...
Yeah, exactly.
And then some of the kids are on the sand in Dubai. Got some free coaching from you, I believe. Free coaching, you had a bit of a runaround with
them? Yeah, we had a bit of a runaround. There's a French kid there. French kid's mum joined in as well.
You coached the mum as well as the kid?
Oh, I cleaned her up, two footer. We had to get an ice pack for her. But anyway, look, you make that decision to cross the line and play football. Well, it's game on. So, yeah, no, it was good.
I told you, Josh. It's going to be a cracker of a night, mate. I'm leaving the last question to you, mate.
What is your message to the fans for the rest of the season? Obviously, we had a big crowd towards the end of last season. The big deciding game obviously didn't end like we wanted. But.
Yeah. No, just look, in terms of messages and having to tell them, I don't think we have to. You know, our fans are there. You know, if it works, you know, we want you there. We want you to enjoy the ride, the experience. Like I said, young, old, families, male, female, we just want our community to come there and help us celebrate together, hopefully, what's going to be, you know, a great second half of the year. And I suppose, you know, if I'm going into detail regarding the messaging, that one thing that you do get as a footballer when, you know, when the stands are full and, you know, when the supporters are chanting and, you know, it's goosebump material. These are the reasons why we play football. So to have them there and for them to become our 12th man, you know, when we need them it's priceless.
Well, the day we see you back out in the park is the day the stands will be packed, I'm sure. Blockbuster.
Highly unlikely, but thanks for the pump up.
But thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's
been a
rip-roaring ride that's tested some of our broadcast standards, as I expected.
No doubt.
Best of luck for the recovery.
Thanks, buddy.
Best of luck for the rest of the season.